Well, this does bring us to the area of religion or spirituality and peace in the world. One of the statements you make, and again, this is later on in the book, although it may echo something you wrote earlier in there, you said that religion, even while it often has as its central core bringing us peace, in terms of the outer world, has worked against peace. Do you want to enlarge upon that?
Well, men tend to be in control of religions, and men tend to be left-brain dominant. Men have set up the religious institutions, and naturally, they've set up their religious institutions based on what they see, based on their perspective, which tends to be left-brain dominant. So this tends to make religion as opposed to spirituality. This tends to make religion more left-brain dominant than we would think it would be. And the left brain is territorial, security-oriented, it's defensive and aggressive. And so if you put religion in the hands of males and let them set up the institutions, they're naturally going to build into those institutions a competitive territorial spirit. And when they're threatened, they're going to fight. And so we have these wars between religions. And if women who are right brain dominant were in charge of religions, I don't think we would have these conflicts between religions. We would probably see religions trying to integrate to practice peace. That's my opinion from what I've seen.